Hi ho, hey, hey, cheer your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey, hey, Jewy Green Spin is gone. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, Jewy Green Spin is gone. Get some soon.
Greetings and salutations from Gene Rayburn and Monitor 67 on this weekend before an eventful week to come. This Monday at 11 a.m., the population of the United States will reach the 200 million mark. And this Thursday, the turkey population will reach its annual low. That's right, Thanksgiving Day on its way. But right now it's time for us to get underway. That was well done by Percy Faith and Company with a song called Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Now, in one moment, the president of the National League. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Jamar Ruby, makers of Sansabelt slacks for men.
Hello there, everybody. This is Mel Allen. You know, when I hear that cheer, hold that line, I think about Jamar Sansabelt slacks, the patented slacks, because Sansabelt's unique triple-stretch waistband actually trims your line around the middle. Yet it breathes, bends, and flexes with every move you make. How about that for comfort? What's more, if you're looking for the best defense against sags and wrinkles, Jamar has just the answer. The rich blend of 55% Dacron polyester, 45% wool. So drop into one of the fine stores near you that carries Sansabelt and ask to see the whole lineup of solids and patterns made to match your sportswear. That's Jamar Sansabelt slacks, made only by Jamar Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana. People who care for people who care.
National League Baseball club owners, meeting in Chicago this week, criticized the American League for a sudden decision to expand, then deferred a vote on whether to expand the National League until both major leagues get together in Mexico City on November 30th. After the Chicago meeting, Monitor's Johnny Earp spoke to National League President Warren Giles.
Mr. Giles, just what action has the club owners taken in the National League thus far at its meeting?
Well, after a short discussion, we adopted this resolution. I don't like to read things, but so there'll be no mistake about it. I'll read it.
All right, go ahead.
The Major League rules provide that before a Major League makes a commitment or takes any official action to expand its program, will be presented to and discussed at a joint meeting. The resolutions adopted by the American League at their October 18th and 19th meetings, providing for the transfer of the Kansas City Club to Oakland and for expansion of the American League to Kansas City and Seattle, involves a commitment and official action by the American League prior to a joint meeting, which is contrary to the rule. However, in the interest of baseball as a whole, the National League waives any claim of violation of the rule and will not oppose expansion of the American League to Kansas City and Seattle as announced in its resolutions.
Do you people feel that the American League is moving too fast?
I think their action on the 18th of October was hasty because their initial program, the only thing that had ever been discussed was 1971, something of that kind, and I think there were problems that they had to cope with that probably urged them to take faster action than they might otherwise do.
Mrs. Bill Phillips, an alderwoman of Milwaukee, supposedly has written and sent a registered letter to each of the National League club owners. Do you know anything about that?
I know nothing about it. Milwaukee is very active in trying to urge us to favorably consider Milwaukee when we expand. The Buffalo Club has been on my neck and send in fine brochures and all that.
Mrs. Phillips, I want to interrupt you a moment. Mrs. Phillips is not trying to get a club in at the moment. She's trying to point out the fact that open housing has not been settled in Milwaukee and to go slow there. Any comment on that?
I wouldn't want to get into political discussion. I have enough problems here with our baseball problems.
What about Mr. Warren Giles and his thoughts of retiring? I read someplace where, I don't know whether you were going to retire or you were denying it. What was the story?
Well, I'm not ready to step out this year. I'm just ready to roll up my sleeves and do something now.
Thank you, Mr. Warren Giles, President of the National League.
Okay. Enjoyed visiting with you very much.
This is Johnny Oak for Monitor.
Now, a word about VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, makes stereo console phonographs so elegant they all have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association. But some people can't remember their name. Well, just tie a string around your finger, and when people ask you, what's that string around your finger for, you can say, I forget.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
And this is the voice of Monitor. Well, one of the voices, Gene Rayburn's, telling you that it's 16 and a half minutes past the hour and we're all in the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn back with Monitor's forecast for weather conditions later today. And the word for most of the nation is fair but cold. Milder conditions, however, will prevail from Florida across the lower tier of southern states to California. Some rain or light snow is expected from the Great Lakes to New England, and showers are possible for the Northwest.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO Anti-Windlift Windshield Wiper Blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO Anti-Windlift Blade in action on your own car, you'll really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. you can examine a pair of Anco anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow Anco windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your Anco dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of Anco anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
On monitor now, Perry Como and friends with You Made It That Way.
You made it that way.
Watermelon summer, a hummingbird hummer, every day was a slumber in the shade. It was a tail-telling whopper, banana split topper, a tall cool glass of lemonade. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way.
It was a lot of water splashing, a fall down kind of laughing, good old times rehashing afternoons. It was a backyard barbecue, a hammock swinging moon, meet the summer's watermelon. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah.
It was the game of hide and seek, we kicked the can. It was all the odds and free, every time for you and me. This hiding was the best part of the game. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way. Yeah.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
New York is a town full of traditions. And one of the traditions I'm very fond of is the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. And we've got a lady who's participated in that parade for the past 5 years, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. You'll be able to see it on NBC television this coming Thanksgiving Day. The lady is Betty White. How are you, dear?
Fine, Gene. Thank you. I'm the coldest turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
What do you wear longies when you do that show?
Well, actually, we've been pretty lucky. Every year it gets terribly cold as early as we have to get down there. It gets freezing, but we wear this thermal underwear, which is just terribly glamorous. And it does help a lot.
Now, where are you during the parade itself? Where do you work?
Right down in the show area. Actually, the Macy's Parade, as opposed to, for instance, the Rose Parade, is not so much it's a great parade for the people along the street, but there is a whole show, a two-hour show that goes on, and so the choice tickets for the people on the street is right in front of Macy's.
Oh, down at Herald Square there.
Herald Square.
Yeah.
And so our booth, our cameras are set up right there, and we get the whole two-hour show, so we just sit there and enjoy it with everybody at home.
Many of the participants of the parade just march along the route, and then they have something special to do down there at Herald Square.
They stop, and they do either up. Well, for instance, the American Ballet Theater has a beautiful number this time, and those poor, cold girls...
They're going to dance in their ballet things?
Yes.
Wow.
They're in their... It's cold, I tell you. But then all the singers stop there and do their number for the people on the street and for our cameras. So it's a beautiful two-hour show.
We're in a gigantic undertaking of this kind. things are apt to go wrong, aren't they? Has anything really gone way wrong in your memory?
Well, the only real problems that they have with the Macy's Parade, every parade has its own personality, and the big personality things of the Macy's Parade are the balloons. And the balloons are just fantastic. Yeah, they're stories and stories high. You know, these mm-hmm. huge rubber balloons, there are 10 of them in the parade. In fact, this year they're retiring Popeye. He's been a real good boy, and they're finally going to give him a party and retire him. But every once in a while, somebody will come along with the helium has gone out of an arm or a leg, or last year, Dino the dinosaur was, and his whole neck had kind of broken in the middle, and he was going all down the street, and he looked so hangdog, he was so ashamed of himself because the neck was hanging all the way down.
Now, somebody works on camera with you.
Lorne Greene.
Lorne Greene.
Yes, yeah. The old cowboy.
And is he in his cowboy...
I think this year we're both going to be in costume. This is the first
time. Oh, you are?
They're talking about a Currier and Ives kind of a feeling for the costume, and that's great because the long skirt will hide all that thermal underwear. So I think it'll be fun. Might as well dress up and get into the spirit of the thing.
Yeah.
But it's fun to watch not only the show itself, but the faces on all the kids around are just, they cannot believe when these balloons come by. They really...
Yeah, it's really quite a sight for the kids, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. And we have a lot of guest stars in the parade, too, this year. Ed Ames and Aretha Franklin and... Oh, there's a whole...
Ed Ames in his... In costume, in the party plays on NBC television?
Well, he's going to be in a whole group. I hope not. That is a real... He doesn't wear too much in that.
That's right. He'll be out there marching in his loincloth.
His goose pimple. No, I don't think so. I think he'll be pretty well wrapped up. But he's riding with a whole group from Texas celebrating the Hemisphere that they're holding this coming April in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So he's riding with Miss Hemisphere. Let's just hope it's dry. I don't care how cold it is, as long as it doesn't rain.
All right.
They've got all these marching bands, and there's nothing worse than a soggy marching band.
All right, let's tune in this coming Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. It's in the morning, isn't it?
Yes, 10 o'clock till
12
o'clock.
Starts at 10 o'clock on NBC television and goes till 12. All right, we'll all be watching 10 to 12 and looking for Betty White and see what sort of costume she'll be wearing.
Thank you, Gene, very much.
You can bake a pumpkin pie.
Little me?
Little you. You can bake a pumpkin pie, thanks to Libby.
Libby's announces new one-step pumpkin pie mix. It's as easy as breaking an egg. You just stir in 2 eggs and bake. Nothing to measure. Everything's blended and spiced for you. Now you can home make heavenly pumpkin pie even if you've never tried before.
Yes, it's easy. Here's the trick. Libby's one-step pumpkin mix. Just one piece and you'll want to have another.
Thank you.
inspiration for that bit of music which you just heard was one of the great, epic, classic poems, romantic poems of American literature called... As a matter of fact, I shall recite it for you. The title is in the verse. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la. Trochaic trimeter, if not iambic pentameter. This is Monitor, which takes care of you in the best sense of the word care, with the best in entertainment and information, coast to coast on NBC. In Pennsylvania's Oil City and Franklin area, WKRZ. Bye.
This is Joe Garagiola. I'll be with you every weekend with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
You're winging your way through the weekend world with Monitor 67, the In the Know, On the Go show, and I'm going with you. Gene Rayburn here, and here now are the Seekers with When the Good Apples Fall.
I may be a rich man's daughter and have servants of my own. I can snap my fingers and I could have anything I want. Sometimes I look out my window, see lovers hand in hand walk by.
Very soon, you can bake a pumpkin pie in a hurry.
Now it's easy, here's the trick. Libby's one-step pumpkin mix makes a bachelor glad to leave his mother.
Betty Sue, we've been going together steady for 10 years, and you still haven't baked me a pumpkin pie. I purely am disappointed. Land sakes, hon, all it takes nowadays is Libby's new pumpkin pie mix. It's as easy as breaking an egg. Just add 2 eggs, stir and bake. Libby's does all the chore work. Picks the plumpest pumpkins, blends the freshest spices. You don't touch a measuring cup. It's the world's easiest pumpkin pie mix. Hey, what are that? Smells like Libby's pumpkin pie bacon. Gee, Sue, think you'd be happy baking in my kitchen?
Yes, she baked a pumpkin pie, and it really caught my eye with that new pumpkin pie mix from Libby.
Try Libby's new one-step pumpkin pie mix.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. In 1 minute, the report on the possible devaluation of the British pound from Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Hi, this is George Carlin. I get a kick out of pushing the buttons on my car radio, going quickly from the middle of one commercial into the middle of another commercial. You get some rather unusual advice, like this.
Rub generously into your scalp at bedtime and you'll wake up
covered with thick, creamy chocolate sauce.
Then I wondered if people switch stations in the middle of my commercials for State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, would they still get the message? Let's see. State Farm has a coast-to-coast claim service network to give you fast, friendly claim service anywhere, in your own town or as you drive.
Non-stop from Los Angeles to Honolulu, 7 times daily.
No wonder State Farm insures more than 9 million cars, and no wonder the drivers of those cars invite you to
take one can of tomato paste.
Pour it in your gas tank and you'll be amazed.
At State Farm's low rates, too. And remember, there are more than 9,500 State Farm agents across the country. Get to know the one nearest you and
keep an extra one in your glove compartment.
Now here is Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
British money, the pound sterling, is in serious trouble, which is another way of saying that the British economy is in trouble. The monies of various countries are interchangeable. The price of the pound sterling, for example, is set by the British government at $2.80 per pound. But this official rate has meaning only if people, bankers, importers, exporters, businessmen, accept the premise that you can buy as much for £1 as you can for $2.80 in American money. These people, bankers, businessmen, speculators, all over the world, no longer accept the official British rate as realistic. There are many reasons, some of them complex financial considerations. But at the root is the fact that Britain is spending more than it is earning. In the case of an individual or a nation, this leads to bankruptcy, or to stave off bankruptcy, to a loan, or in the case of a nation, to declaring its currency to be worth less, that is, to devalue. Britain is earning less than it spends because its economy, its industry, has not kept pace with competing nations in efficiency. Others produce more cheaply. Also, Britain spends a great deal for welfare. Also, there are circumstances beyond the country's control. It is an island without great natural resources which must import to live. The loss of the empire, the recent closing of the Suez Canal, the cost of maintaining troops in various parts of the world have contributed to the outflow of money exceeding the inflow. A big loan, perhaps more than $1 billion, is being negotiated with 10 nations to support the pound, but conditions set by the leaders, such as a decrease in welfare spending, might make such a loan disagreeable. While the British government decides between devaluation and a loan, people are selling pounds and buying other currencies. The Bank of England has had to buy all pounds being offered in order to maintain international confidence in the pound. On Friday, this cost the Bank of England an estimated 1/10 of its total foreign currency savings. The government has to make a decision one way or the other this weekend, or risk a further assault on the pound when banks and money markets reopen on Monday. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad was brought to you also by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, makes the most remarkable portable stereo phonographs, like that portable component system they invented. But some people can't remember that name. All right, just use it in a sentence like, or you could use, what was I saying?
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Trombones Unlimited with Holiday for Trombones on the program where every day seems like a holiday here on the Monitor Beacon.